Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about the masks we wear. I think it's safe to say that we have all worn a mask, and maybe I can say we all wear masks in present tense, you know, and we wear masks in different ways. When we smile and grin, when in reality, we feel angry or sad on the inside, and we don't want anybody to know our true feelings, so we put on a smiling mask. One of the reasons we wear masks is because we want to conceal certain parts of who we are. We cover those parts in fear or rejection. We may feel people won't like or accept us if they saw the real us, the parts that we are hiding, the parts that we dislike. We wear masks because of insecurities and out of fear of being judged and appearing vulnerable. Honey, sometimes the last thing you want is for somebody to see the raw you, the parts that do not feel strong, that does not feel secure, that does not feel that all is well and hopeful. In a sense, a mask can really serve as a person's protection. I want to share a body of work with you. Some people refer to it as a letter and others refer to it as a poem. The author is unknown. It's called The Mask I Wear. Don't be fooled by me. Don't be fooled by the face I wear. For I wear a mask. I wear a thousand masks. Masks that I'm afraid to take off, and none of them are me. Pretending is an art that's second nature with me, but don't be fooled. For God's sake, don't be fooled. I give you the impression that I'm secure, that all is sunny and unruffled with me, within as well as without, that confidence is my name and coolness is my game, that the water's calm and I'm in command, and that I need no one. But please believe me, please. My surface may be smooth, but my surface is my mask, my ever-varying and ever-concealing mask. Beneath lies no smugness, no complacence. Beneath dwells the real me in confusion, in fear, in aloneness. But I hide this. I don't want anybody to know it. I panic at the thought of my weaknesses and fear exposing them. That's why I frantically create my masks to hide behind. And the work goes on for a couple of other paragraphs, but I just want to read the very end. So you can, if you want to read the piece of work in its entirety, just Google The Mask I Wear. So the end reads as, the nearer you approach me, the blinder I may strike back. Despite what books say of men, I am irrational. I fight against the very thing that I cry out for. You wonder who I am? You shouldn't, for I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, at least not by the face I wear. That marks the end. A few words and sentences stand out for me when I read that piece of work. The sentence, I wear a thousand masks, masks that I'm afraid to take off, and none of them are me. And then the next statement is the word pretending. When we pretend, our truth becomes hidden behind the mask. It leads to us being unable to talk about our feelings in an honest way. And when I think about a person wearing a thousand masks, switching and switching and switching, that has to be exhausting, absolutely draining. And And what happens is it leads to us becoming a fragmented person, pieces of us here and there. Outside is not matching what we're feeling on the inside. And that creates this imbalance. And when you feel imbalanced, that creates stress and anxiety. And really, to be honest, a lot of people deal with anxiety. We're just not talking about it. I don't think we're using the word as much, but people are feeling anxious. And the cousins to anxiety are feelings of worry, stress, overwhelm. All of that falls under the umbrella of anxiety. And when we are not being our true selves, when we are hiding behind a mask, that's absolutely exhausting. And then the other thing that starts to happen is we become consumed with the impressions that we're leaving on others. And we're living in this state of fear of being found out that we really are not who people think we are, because we've been changing out our masks and we've been pretending. This concept is also known as the imposter syndrome. It is a label that describes a self-doubt that many people feel, especially high achievers. It's that annoying feeling of knowing deep inside you're not perfect, because no one is. And this annoying feeling makes you jumpy, like you're always on the verge of being found out. And that's stressful. And when you're not able to be you, you don't get the chance to experience true intimacy with people, because there is a part of you that is off limits. People are not able to access the intimate part of you that really speaks to who you are, how you feel, what you want, what you need. So here's the million-dollar question. How do we remove a mask? Well, I'll tell you. The answer is we become authentic. Becoming authentic is a process. And that process begins with knowing ourselves, understanding our own personality traits, behaviors, values, beliefs, needs, wants, goals, and motives. Yes, I put motives on the list because sometimes when we want to build relationships with certain people, we have motives, and we will put on a mask to help us achieve our goal of building and connecting with this person. Sometimes we may appear more agreeable than we actually are. We smile and grin when underneath that mask, we really despise that person. We are annoyed by that person, but we want something. So we put on the mask and go along with it. And so we have to be honest about that if we are becoming authentic. Knowing thyself is also about self-discovery, knowing our self-worth, and all of that ties into confidence. Having the confidence to show up as who we really are, having the confidence to take responsibility of removing that mask and knowing that it will be okay. We are good enough as who we are. And if there's something that we want to change about us, yes, we can work on those changes, but still knowing that who we are, it will always be amazing enough. And here's a tool that you can use to help you to get to know yourself a little better. Develop a personal mission statement. It helps to keep you on track. It helps you to identify your goals. It's your map to get to where you want. When you think about major institutions and even the place that you work or worship, they have mission statements. Hospitals, churches, schools, they all have mission statements. And there's And there certainly is a benefit in creating one for yourself. So here's a quick recap. If you want to remove your mask or masks, if you wear many, one, be authentic, be real, and do that by knowing yourself. Two, develop a mission statement so it can serve as your map for you showing up as authentic as possible, being real. And here's the powerful nugget. Once you take off your mask, others are likely to do the same. And there you are, sitting in this intimate space with true connection. And there's nothing like when all the lights come on and we are sitting inside of the light instead of the darkness. And that light that you sit in, I believe it will be the light of love. Well, that's my time. Thank you for joining me. Do you want more? Well, I have more. I'm doing a live event on October the 2nd at Bites Restaurant in downtown Atlanta. We're going to have an interactive discussion about building personal and professional relationships. Remember, your relationships should create solutions, not problems. Go to my website to register, www.kimwilsonspeaks.com. If anyone has not told you today, you are amazing. Until next time, onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.